All right, call our meeting back to order, and we're ready for Barton Road easement.
Okay.
Frank was just showing me a little bit about it, just a swap, right?
Yes, this is a parcel towards the end of, several parcels towards the end of Barton Road that was taken in probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. Probably 95% of the road is built. We probably won't touch it for quite some time. We are done with the project. But towards the end, there was a slight bluff, like 6 or 8 feet, and it was easier for us to shift the road over by 5 or 6, 7 feet in certain areas. And Mr. Schwartz and Laura Heenan own both sides of the road, all of the contiguous properties, and what it did was offset the right-of-way, and he wanted to make a 5-foot, make sure, 10-foot adjustment so that it put the road in the actual center of the right-of-way versus it was like two-thirds offset on, in the right-of-way itself. So in the beginning when we built it, he didn't have a problem with it, and something changed his mind to where he wanted the road more centered than it was.
So it's the right thing to do, though.
I think so,
yeah. Did we have to survey again?
I think they did a meets and bounds description type thing off the original survey.
Off the original, good.
And we're just taking the easement in, no cost?
No cost. Okay. It's just sort of a swap thing, and it's all on him. It doesn't affect anybody else, and it centers the road in the actual right-of-way.
Okay.
Motion taking the... What? How do you label it? Barton Road?
Barton Road easement on the Timothy Schwartz property. And
her survey of by who?
Cornerstone.
Okay.
Add all that to the motion.
Second. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I'll just see you gentlemen at 1 o'clock. Then.
Who seconded
that? I did.
Okay.
Chuck. Okay,
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Can we talk administrative, Kelly?
Yep, that's what we've got.
Got something?
Well, I might do. I might. I'm not sure yet.
The Venice on the Lake. We need to make a decision on that. What I was stuttering about saying was I think I know where you guys are on it, but the sewer boards ask us, you know, to do that project, and you had questions. I know you talked to the sewer board quite a bit, Danny.
No, I came before them twice, yeah. and requested certain things. I don't know whether they did that or not. But
so when you say you requested some things,
I requested whenever I came before them, I made some statements, and I'll just go over what I told them, so that you know where I'm at.
What I'm looking for, let me interrupt. What I'm looking for is us getting yes, no, a decision where it's not on the table. What do we need to do there?
Yeah.
As far as you're concerned.
Well, I can't yes, no it unless they do what I would request of them.
Okay.
And the request was that we not have a $33 million project study, that they break it down in 4 sections. And as a matter of fact, in the last SIR board meeting, they had came forward with the Lookout Acres as a separate deal and going into the city of Forsyth, as I said, and listened to that. Well, that's what I requested to start off with. That wouldn't go into the Venice on the Lake study. I talked with Ron Daniels, talked with Sue T. That was a $33 million project, which I assume that we would probably never enter into another $33 million project with so many questions unanswered, and the sewer board seemed to be in agreement with me about the capacity of Rockaway to handle it, the fact that they didn't want their facility enlarged, some of the citizens didn't want the facility enlarged, So I asked the SUR board to award the same contractor that they want to use. I don't want to do any changes, but to award, break that down into four parts instead of one $33 million project, to break it down into four sections and to start putting pipe in the ground instead of awarding a $33 million study that will never be done if you don't break it down and start a bid process.
Okay. So should we, should you or I or somebody ask John if they've got that and have him present it to us?
Well, that's what I try. This was the SUR board meeting before the last one that I requested this. This last one, they didn't. They apparently had made some kind of adjustment because they had the city of Forsyth here looking at taking in Lookout Acres and the size of the...
But I thought Lookout Acres was really a separate project.
That's a separate project.
It wasn't
part of the Venezuela Lake.
It's part of the $33 million...
Right, but that we voted on that to move forward with Lookout Acres already.
Yeah, they're already...
That's a separate project we've already funded, approved the contract
and,
to go
and over. HDR...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But Venice on the Lake is everything but Lookout Acres, and that's why...
Well, Lookout Acres was in on the $33 million, wasn't it?
I don't know where the $33 million...
I'd have to pull my notes back up, but I don't... it still isn't cash flow. I mean, my bottom line is we can't... We'd have... Everybody's rates would have to go up in the county to justify Venice on the Lake.
Well, I talked with... the guy that I kind of got into it with out here in the hall.
I know who you're talking about.
The son-in-law.
You need to take that shot?
Okay. What's his name?
Rick.
Rick. I visited with him last week. As a matter of fact, I visited with him the day before we went up to Jeff City and talked to him about the Venice on the Lake project. And whenever I sat and explain to him my viewpoint on the project. I talked to John, and John said that the interest, whenever the Bee Creek project was finished, was going to be somewhere between $7.8 and $9 million. That's enough to do a fourth or do a complete project. And basically, when I stepped, and I didn't do it in front of each one, but I stepped in front of each SUR board member and told them that what I would like to see them do is award that out and let it be awarded out in sections instead of one massive project that would never reach the table. I didn't think it would ever go anywhere. A $33 million project would never go anywhere. So that's the way I approached him about it, and...
Excuse me. Oh, it's Chuck.
I'm fine. How are you today?
Let's just recess. Do you want that?
No, I'll have it.